if in fact we make a choice to have repercussions for the use of chemical weapons, then the Assad regime, which is involved in a civil war, trying to protect itself, will have received a pretty strong signal that, in fact, it better not do it again.
President Obama speaking on the PBS NewsHour program yesterday. You know, it was one of those wild bits of historical intersection irony. I don't know what you would call it. On the front page of the New York Times 50 years ago, right next to the story about the March on Washington and Dr. Martin Luther King's speech, there was a story of a crisis in Syria 50 years ago. The United States was asking the UN to intervene back then in a bloody border dispute between Syria and Israel in the aftermath of a coup in Damascus back in 1963. Well, 50 years later, the U.S. and an American president speaking about getting the United Nations authorization for military action in Syria, and the UN is pushing back. There have been calls for delay from UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon while inspectors in Syria try to assess details of what the U.S. and others insist was a chemical weapons attack last week in the Damascus suburbs, but impatience from the international community.
We believe that it's time the United Nations Security Council shouldered its responsibilities on Syria, which for the last 2.5 years it has failed to do.
That's British Foreign Secretary William Hague echoing Prime Minister David Cameron. But after moving aggressively to petition the UN for military authorization, the British government is now getting pushback from its own opposition in London. Meanwhile, accusations to cloud the issue from Syria itself. Syria's ambassador to the United Nations, Bashar Jafari, has reported evidence of 3 previously undocumented instances of chemical weapons use, claiming rebels used poison gas on August 22nd, 24th, and 25th, also in the Damascus suburbs. The United States could move without a UN mandate, but will it? Russia's argument that U.S. credibility about weapons of mass destruction is dubious today because of what happened after the 2003 invasion of Iraq. And the U.N. is in the middle of a crisis in Syria once again. Joining us now is Ambassador Christopher Hill, former U.S. ambassador to Iraq, assistant secretary of state, and an envoy to negotiations over Kosovo and North Korea. He's currently dean of the Korbel School of International Studies at the University of Denver. Ambassador, welcome.
Thank you very much.
It seems, thinking back to 2003, thinking of all of the various interactions between the United States, NATO, and the United Nations, this particular crisis is showing the UN to be remarkably resilient and at least pushing for some delay here, even though there's lots and lots of precedent for just working around the United Nations. What's going on here?
Well, I think what we've had is a civil war that has gone on for some 2 years. We have a regime that not only never signed the chemical weapons ban, but also have been moving chemical weapons storage around and have various chemical weapons units. And so we've come to a point where they've used them in a kind of big way. And albeit that intelligence is never a slam dunk, to coin a phrase, it's pretty clear that this is a regime that doesn't think anything of using chemical weapons against its own people.
What are the triggers, though, for at least UN action? And, if we're to look at the 2003 situation, obviously a bunch of charts and fuzzy pictures of trucks is not an appropriate trigger. We have a lot more in the way of forensics here in Syria, but still, what's left to learn?
Well, I think the most important thing about the UN is to get consensus within the Security Council. And right now we have Russia and maybe China quite prepared to use their veto power. So there's a real concern about taking this to the UN and having the proposal or the resolution in this case, actually rejected by the UN. So it has always been an issue in the U.S., in U.S. foreign policy, that we don't want to have our foreign policy initiatives somehow vetoed or somehow dependent on what the Russians think. And I think we've kind of come to a point here where we cannot allow that. So it becomes really a more cosmic issue about the relationship of the United States as a kind of a world leader to deal with the UN.
Wouldn't you say, though, Ambassador Hill, former U.S. ambassador to Iraq, that what we're seeing here, in a sense, is the Tenet-Rumsfeld legacy, which since 2003 invites anyone to basically say, Huh? What? Weapons of mass destruction? Give me a break. The Russians are doing it.
I think the standard of proof is high, and it should be high. And I would agree with the proposition that the Tenant Rumsfeld, if you will, experience makes that standard of proof very high. So the real question will be, can the administration make its case? They clearly made their case to the British and the French. Certainly the British and French were very interested in doing something and doing something quickly. But what we've seen in the last couple of days is the British in particular really want to slow this train down.
And the opposition, again, using almost the exact same argument as the Russians here. So, you know, it's not simply the Russians who are, you know, engaged in this sense of fatigue about American saber rattling in the Middle East. As time goes on, does the U.S. lose its military options on some level, that there's really no way to do anything that's going to have any sort of substantive value?
Well, I mean, there are two fundamental issues. One is the so-called legal authorities, and that's what this whole battle on the UN is about. The second is the issue of when a country uses banned weapons, either against combatants or, in this case, against civilians, what are we going to do about it? And I think if we are sure about the evidence, and of course that's one of the issues that has been heavily discussed in recent hours, if we're really concerned about the evidence, we're not going to worry about the legal mandate. We are going to proceed and punish a regime that has used these banned weapons.
Ambassador Christopher Hill, former U.S. ambassador to Iraq, assistant secretary of state, and an envoy to negotiations over Kosovo and North Korea. He's currently dean of the Korbel School of International Studies at the University of Denver. Ambassador, thanks so much.
Thank you.